Fitheads, Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're reviewing the Charter Oak, which is the newest release, or one of the newest releases from Foundation Cigar Company. Foundation is a cigar company better known by the showrunner for the company, which is Nick Melillo, Chief of the Broadleaf. Everyone knows Nick. I think a lot of people are very excited for his releases, the follow-up to the Wayuense from last year. And this is the Charter Oak. Charter Oak, a little bit of background, just hopefully you don't get too bored, but it's a reference to the this tree in Hartford, Connecticut. Folklore is that this tree has been in place since 12th century and was destroyed in the mid-1800s. Of course, Connecticut being the place where Connecticut broadleaf comes from and Connecticut shade tobacco. Apropos, because this cigar comes in both a broadleaf version and a Connecticut shade version. Now, you know I love broadleaf, so I had to review the broadleaf version. Someone else, I'm sure, will review the Connecticut shade. Maybe I'll review the Connecticut shade, but I'm reviewing the broadleaf. Talking about this cigar, I'm smoking the Petite Corona today. It's a 5.25x42 ring gauge. I love that size. It's a great size. I'm expecting about an hour and 15 minutes smoking time, roughly. MSRP on these bad boys is between $4 and $6. Just to be a good SigFed member, I bought these off Cigar Federation store. You know, that's where I got them from. So let's get smoking because I'm excited here. So we'll talk about the nose. We'll get lighting. So lots of cedary, sort of almost a raisin on the nose. So you can see that closed foot there. So I'm not going to pick up much out of the foot. But again, off the wrapper, I'm getting that cedary raisin. I'm excited to get smoking, so let's get cracking here. So it should be nice and lit here. Tough to tell with that closed foot. Using a V-cut, especially on a 42 ring gauge, the good ring gauge to use a V-cut on. So I'll leave that cap intact. Very rich spices off the retrohale, followed by creamy sweetness with some cedar. Very tasty. Basically the same profile on the regular draw, at least to start with. Just muted, because you're getting a lot more complexity off the retrohale. We're just starting out here, but there is a little bit of trailing pepper already. Fantastic start. Lots of body, lots of complexity. Almost like a toasted marshmallow with pepper chaser on the retrohale. Talking about the draw here, a little on the tight side, and that's probably a good thing, especially on a Petite Corona. You really want the draw tighter, not looser, because you're typically going to smoke, or at least try to smoke, a smaller ring gauge cigar faster. And you really don't want that. You want that cigar to be as cool as possible. So we got a lot of cigar to go here. I'll check back in as the flavors develop. Coming up on that 10-minute mark and the first third starting to settle in. There's a rich nougaty chocolate on the retrohale that's kind of underneath all those flavors, and it just kind of reinforces all the flavors that are there. I thought that trailing pepper was going to kind of build, but it's just kind of there to add a little bit of zip. It's almost like a little bit of spice in sauce, so it doesn't overpower the rest of the flavors. It just kind of rounds them out a little bit. There is some post-draw leather, and same kind of thing. The post-draw leather is very subtle, just kind of rounds out the flavor profile that's there. I'm about halfway through the first third here, maybe another 10 or 15 minutes to go. Just passing the 20-minute mark, and that marshmallow I was talking about, toasted marshmallow, has really become more of a creamy marshmallow. So instead of, you know, if you're a crazy person like me and you burn your marshmallows and then pull the cover off, which is what I was kind of tasting originally, it's just that nice, lightly toasted marshmallow, tons of creaminess, and has a great mouthfeel to it. I mean, it's very desserty, but then you get that spice and that pepper that kind of play off of it, which is really nice. I probably have another 5 or so minutes before we get into the middle third here, and I'm excited to see where the rest of the cigar goes. Now passing the 30-minute mark, and I think I grossly underestimated the amount of smoking time in this Petite Corona. I think I could get an hour and a half out of this bad boy if I could set it down, which I haven't been able to set it down. I'm just puffing away because it's just so good. The cigar is definitely living up to the mantle of Nick's title, the Chief of the Broadleaf. It's outstanding. Especially at a price point of, you know, around the $5 mark. I think I paid just under $5 per stick. Heck of a bargain, because I think these are going to rank very high on my rebuy list. So I'm about a couple minutes away from hitting the middle third here. So I'll talk about any flavors as it transitions into the middle third. So as the Charter Oak transitions into the middle third, that creamy marshmallow that I was so much enjoying is kind of falling off, and the spices are kind of taking its place. The pepper's subsiding, and the spices are just a really rich, complex spice. They're kind of taking the place of that marshmallow. We'll see where this middle third goes. I suspect there's a lot of flavor transitions left before the cigar is done. Passing the 40-minute mark, and there's a bit of a sour citrus note. Not very strong, very subtle, kind of mixing in, and it's kind of propelling the chocolate note to the forefront. Up until now, the chocolate's kind of been a background note, kind of supporting the other flavors, but it's mixing in now with the spices and mixing in, again, that sour citrus note is really kind of taking the place of where the chocolate was, so it's kind of a supporting flavor profile, if that makes sense. We're almost at the halfway point of the cigar. Obviously, I think the smoking time is probably going to be closer to about an hour and 20, an hour and 25, which is phenomenal value in Petit Corona. I'm sure that's in no doubt the fact that the draw on this is a little bit on the tighter side, which does slow you down, which is definitely a good thing in the cigar. You want to appreciate all the flavors that are here. Hitting the 50-minute mark, and really at the halfway point of the Charter Oak, that creamy marshmallow that fell off has really come back. It's not as dominant as it was in the first third, at the last part of the first third, but it's there. It's phenomenal. I can't believe this cigar is as good as it is for the money it is. I think these are going to fly off the shelf. I myself will be looking for more of these because in this Vitola, delivering this much flavor at this price, this is kind of a no-brainer for me to have in my humidor. As the Charter Oak starts to move towards the last third here, that sour note is really finishing the draw. It's quite tasty, actually. It's almost serving as a palate refresher. So where in the first third, the pepper was kind of finishing off the draw, that sour note kind of serves to finish off every note. And it's a nice counterpoint to that creamy marshmallow. Passing the 1 hour mark, and again, really can't set this Charter Oak down. I could see myself smoking these back to back. It's really quite good, and I'm sure I'm going to get my chops busted by Logan for all the good reviews you've been giving from the cigars coming to the IPCPR, but this is another great release. Can't say enough. I mean, this is a great cigar at $5. It'd still be a great cigar at $7. Props to Nick for this blend. It's really, really good. Talking about the last third here, really hasn't undergone any flavor profile changes, so the flavor that was sort of finishing up and transitioning from the middle third to the last third is really carried in here. If there's any other flavor profile changes, I'll be certain to remark on them. Wrapping up the review of the Charter Oak Broadleaf, and another great release from Foundation Cigar Company. This is one that you're going to want to seek out. It's not too full-bodied. It's, you know, medium, medium plus, and it delivers a ton of flavor. Very enjoyable. Great Vitola in the Petit Corona. Be interested to see what the other Vitolas perform as. As far as this one goes, I picked up a 5-pack when I bought it, but I'm going to be going back for more for sure. At the price point they're offered at, it's a no-brainer. I think, you know, this would be a box split in my mind. I hope you enjoyed the review. If you did enjoy the review, give us an up, thumbs up, or upvote. We appreciate all your comments on the videos. We've been seeing the comments flow in, and we appreciate those very much. We'll see you next week for another Cigar Federation video review.